In Cambodia, Ying Sari, like Pol Pot, has long been blamed for the deaths of some 2 million Cambodians during the reign of the Khmer Rouge in the late 1970s. Today, at a press conference in Cambodia, Ying Sari gave his version of history. NPR's Mary Kay Magstad reports from the Khmer stronghold of Phnom Malai.
For years, Phnom Malai has been an almost impregnable stronghold of the Khmer Rouge. But today, both journalists and government officials flying in by helicopter were warmly welcomed. Smiling Khmer Rouge soldiers looked on, carelessly swinging their grenade launchers and automatic rifles over their shoulders. This gathering was called by Ying Sari, who was deputy premier during the Khmer Rouge reign in the late 1970s and is leader of a 2,000-strong Khmer Rouge breakaway faction. Last month, it announced that it was fed up with empty ideology and endless battle. The government has been eager to integrate the renegades into its side, but having demonized Ying Sari for so long, it needed a face-saving transition, a press conference. The Cambodian government even used its own helicopters to bring journalists here. Sitting at a rough-hewn table in an open-air wooden hut, Ying Sari warmly welcomed the jostling foreign and especially Cambodian journalists and asked them to help him explain himself to the world. This was a rare moment, the first time that a Khmer Rouge official this senior would appear on Cambodian television, accounting for his past to Cambodian survivors of the killing fields. But if anyone was waiting for an apology, it didn't come. It wasn't me, Ying Sari insisted. It was my brother-in-law, Pol Pot.
As the leading figure of the party, Pol Pot was the sole and supreme architect of the party's line, strategy, and tactics. The other members of the party's leadership serve only to implement his orders.
Ying Sari claims that he and Pol Pot actually clashed on ideology many times, starting 15 years before the Khmer Rouge even took power. He claims to have had no role in formulating what he called the inhumane policies that led to 2 million Cambodian deaths. And when he did learn about widespread executions, he says he actually intervened to save people on several occasions. But when asked whether he has any regrets about even having been associated with such a murderous regime, he said, no, he doesn't.
I have no regrets because I never ordered the execution of anyone, nor even suggested that someone be executed.
Even if that's true, and bloody purges and the foreign ministry that Ying Sari controlled suggest otherwise, there's still the question of why he stayed with a movement he allegedly so opposed for so long. One of the Cambodian journalists covering the press conference, Kerr Muntit, was just 12 years old when the Khmer Rouge took power. Having seen many of his friends and relatives die during their reign, he says he feels uneasy about the prospect of Ying Sari suddenly being allowed to rejoin Cambodian society.
It's difficult to forget, but another thing is, if the majority of the people now believe that they can forget the past or they can forgive it in order to continue the bright future, my one opinion cannot desire anything.
After today's pageantry in Phnom Malai, with Ying Sari explaining away his past, the next step that's expected is for Cambodia's King Sihanouk to go ahead and grant him an amnesty. That's certainly what Ying Sari expects. In one of his closing comments, he said he's happy to talk about reintegrating with the government, but only once his amnesty is granted, once his own slate is wiped clean. I'm Mary Kay Magstad in Aranyaprotet, Thailand.